You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. It's a little bit of a story time here to start, and this is an unconventional start. But then again, you are listening to the only college football podcast. You have no other choice. There's a story I want to tell, and it starts on December 8th, 2018, immediately after Atlanta United's championship, the major one in Atlanta's history. Can't think of any other team in Atlanta that's ever won anything. Certainly not one team from Athens winning anything in Atlanta of any significant note. I'm saying that for a reason, because I was facing about 80 feet of straight water out of a MARTA station, and somebody next to me said they didn't want to mess up their shoes. So I let this extremely vain person jump on my back so they wouldn't mess their shoes, and I took off in my waterproof boots with this dude behind me graciously thanking me for carrying him through the water, which anyone would have done because the person I was carrying was Ed Ashoff, the reporter, TV personality, overall mensch, an outstanding Gator who passed away recently due to complications from pneumonia and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. If you would like to pay tribute to the memory of Edward, and I suggest that you do, donations can be made to the Edward Ashoff Memorial Fund at UF's College of Journalism and Communications. You can go ahead and just make out that check to UF Foundation. Send it to P.O. Box 14425, Gainesville, Florida 32604. Make that attention gift processing. And in the memo area, go ahead and mention Edward Ashoff Memorial Fund, because I would like to carry Ed's memory forward, because you know, even though I carried him once, he was like having more extra sunshine in the room. It was better when he was around. We're all going to have to shine a little bit brighter now that he's not.
Spencer, what did he say to you when he was on your back in that puddle?
You're so nice. Thank you so much, man. Yeah. This is the nicest. Like, he's just thanking me the whole time as I'm carrying him.
Well, he's like directly into your ear.
Yeah, in my ear. Like, in my ear, being like, oh man, this is so nice. Like, as if, one, I was doing him a favor, and two, he would like it to be this way all the time, right? That I should carry him around like some kind of enormous Star Wars beast. Or Godzilla. Oh my God, it was as close as he got to riding Godzilla.
Your Blogzilla.
Blogzilla.
Godzilla.
Now, with that note out of the way, and thank you for the forbearance there, we have a championship game to discuss, do we not? And what was the most important thing that happened at that championship game?
Spencer met Alvin Kamara.
I mean, that was pretty important, but it's not the most important thing.
Spencer ate 36 oysters.
That is also true. That is also true. Did I watch Alvin Kamara do a shot with the people in the booth next to us at the Tweet Suite? Yes, I did. Did he stand up on a table to lean over and do that shot? Yes. Yes, he did. Did he appear to have any ill effects whatsoever from that? None. Alvin Kamara is awesome.
Did they have oysters in the Tweet Suite?
They did not. They didn't have Wi-Fi
demerit
in the Tweet Suite.
No Wi-Fi, no oysters.
It's just not my environment.
It lasted a whole game between those two hardships.
Somehow, I endured. I prevailed. Much like LSU! despite being down 17-7, managed to, I don't know, come back and score, I'm going to say 70 uninterrupted points.
Roughly. I think we're still totaling the final numbers. It'll take some...
It's like election night where we have to the provisional touchdowns.
We're waiting on the results from the fourth quarter to come in.
Precincts are reporting in. We're gonna go here and call this election for the Tigers.
Every game in New Orleans got seven quarters: first, second, lunch, French, third, fifth, and no
supper.
Ham.
Let the record note, of course, that Coach O did celebrate a national title with
Night Ham.
Night Ham.
He did. Yeah. He's the original. Is he the dean of Night Ham University?
If he wants to be.
Fat back time. Cochon de nuit.
But speaking of Alvin Kamara, there were other professional athletes in the Superdome on that night who also did memorable things, such as Odell Beckham Jr. punched a cop's poor sick ass as the cop was trying to rain on parades, almost as literally as possible.
I would like
just
to go ahead
whapped
and...
him right in his delicate, fancy ass.
I see this.
This is Odell Baines Johnson, and he is my president.
I'm going to go ahead and put him in that territory because he, to me, has a 60s horror movie poster that's like in all caps, like Odell Beckham Jr. punch me in the ass! !
I think the important thing is that we learned Odell Beckham Jr. would be a terrible hostage negotiator because he took a tense situation and arguably provided no relief whatsoever.
But he would make a great action hero.
Yes, 100%. But if you are ever in a bank that gets held up and he is the hostage negotiator, he'll just you're
but
dead.
So there's a difference between de-escalating the situation and
differently escalating it?
Well, no, creating an entirely different situation.
Diversion.
Now you've muscle confusion, right?
I think he watched Lethal Weapon too many times where Mel Gibson handcuffs himself to the guy who's going to jump. And he's like, now you're going to kill this boat.
You're crazy. I'm crazy.
Like, whatever the cop's plan was, it was out the window. He needed a new one because he'd just been punched in the ass by Odell Beckham Jr. We say punch, of course, it was a good game SWAT, but the cop, of course, has chosen to interpret it as if it was a punch. I suppose that's up to him.
He should know the only thing Odell Beckham Jr. trashes are kickoff nets, right? Like those practice nets. That's it. He's not going to hurt a cop. Now, I want to rewind a little bit, though, because Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't get there without a couple of things happening. One,
the Browns missed the playoffs.
Which,
is,
man,
that the word
what
for what they
break.
Did?
Yeah.
You say miss as though they were aiming at the playoffs.
Fair?
Yeah.
I mean, what are the fucking odds that the Browns missing the playoffs?
I know.
What a perfect storm here.
So we say that it is very funny to remember that this is also the year where Browns fans were like, oh, we're going to make the
playoffs. Oh, not just Browns fans.
Where the world...
were favored to win their division.
Where the sane, rational world said, the Browns are going to make the playoffs.
Sure.
So whenever you have hope for the future of this country, just remember that even we in 2019 came together and said, yeah, I think the Browns can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
How did we go to the moon?
On accident.
Well, we did.
That's right.
Yeah, we did.
That's right. Well, then how do we know it's haunted?
Buzz Aldrin.
Touché! Okay, sorry.
And we're back. Okay, so when we pick up on John Glenn.
Yes, correct.
Right,
correct.
As he's laying
punching Neil Armstrong in the ass.
I said, I like that. I'm like, a few things to set this up. We're like 1963.
Mm-hmm.
It goes way back.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you what I'd really like to see now, which is for OBJ to insist that we take this to trial.
Oh, God.
In New Orleans,
and have the fluffy marshmallow ass little police officer get up there in the stand and talk about how mean old OBJ told him he had a good game, and so he issued an arrest warrant. Judges issue warrants. Don't at me. And so he obtained a warrant for OBJ's arrest because he was literally butthurt.
He crippled my poor butt cheek. Oh my God! I've been able to do anything cheek related since nothing.
Can you show the jury the knee brace on your butt cheek that OBJ forced you to wear?
My ass cheek is in traction.
Oh, just my one. Cruel sick butt pain.
It's just, I think Odell was surprised to see such questionable officiating in the Superdome.
I can't ever recall that being an issue.
This is weird. You said that he was on the Browns and he missed the playoffs. Are you saying that Odell Beckham was on a team that didn't fulfill its talent?
I am saying that the cop in question who was mad that various LSU fans were smoking cigars. Like, it's not like the, it's not like the Saints needed the locker room. Yeah. You know, it's there was time to mitigate whatever odor problem would have resulted
he
from.
He also
that.
Hasn't seen victory cigars in that vicinity.
Hey, what are those evil torches?
I do understand you might not be familiar with the practice.
Do we think...
Did one of you have a baby?
So I'm gonna go back real quick. Jason, you have one thing to add.
I was going to say, is it possible OBJ confused this poor ref with a Pac-12, poor cop with a Pac-12 ref?
It's entirely possible, yeah.
Because those people deserve to be punched in the ass.
Yeah, they were awful. They were delightfully awful.
They lived up to the standard.
They really did.
But you know what?
Diagonal to the standard.
They held. I appreciated their sense of restraint in like waiting to be ass.
I came here to do crimes and punch asses, and I'm too happy to do crimes.
There's a lot of asses. There's so many asses.
It's New Orleans is an ass first town. Yep. Really, that's how you're supposed to get off the plane. Like you get off ass first. Kind of how you live there.
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to punch.
Yeah. Before the game, Odell was already quite festive because, I don't know, you play an entire season for the Browns. You're going to want
I mean, he's always been... Nothing about Odell Beckham Jr. has ever been, like, subtle.
No, it wasn't to suggest that Odell Beckham wasn't going to, in his spare time, just chill.
Right.
That hasn't... Or how's this? A very, very active definition of chilling.
Do you think... Do you think every, like, questionable thing, if you went back and found everybody's Instagram and were like, boy, I drank way too much there. Is Odell Beckham present at all of the, like, bad decision weirdness around New Orleans? Because between...
Are you saying he's like a haunted Gump?
Yes.
He's like some kind of trickster god.
Because between the $100 handshakes... And because originally, you have to remember, we knew the cop had tried to had threatened LSU players with arrest. We didn't know he was part. Odell Beckham Jr. was part of that at all, and now he is.
Yeah.
So is he present, like some sort of haint at every bad New Orleans decision?
The haint tainting.
Yeah, kind of like he's like the Joan of Arc of bad decisions.
Right. Right.
Oh, I got like, the New York Post line: haint tainting Saints haunt.
So Odell is already, I think, quite festive when the game starts,
yeah,
and very relaxed. And then throughout the game, he becomes increasingly less relaxed and more festive. And then I believe he tried to enter the band section, which not the first time Odell's done that.
Right.
Remember, he did that in Tiger Stadium and attempted to get to pay the band's fine for Neck. There are no fines for playing Neck. They just asked them not to do it. And Odell was basically offering to pay the band. So Odell Beckham shows up with cash, demanding that people do things or just starts handing out. Not the first time this has happened, not even close to the first appearance of cash belching Odell Beckham, right? The second thing.
Where you and I expel carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr. must rid himself of cash.
He does.
So that his lungs can function.
He burps, seriously, he just burps coins like Barney in that episode of The Simpsons
like
where they open a casino.
BB-8 in a casino.
Yeah.
He's our ODB-8. Nation's greatest renewable resource for sonic rings.
Right. So he's already, I think, gotten into several things during the game that he probably should not have been.
Yeah.
This is where I think Odell needs a... He needs a get-back coach in real life, right? He needs somebody who's like, nah, buddy, get over here.
Who's like, don't hand this player $100 with a television camera.
I didn't say that.
Counterpoint via our own Joe Burrow. Those boys were no longer professional.
That's true.
Or no longer amateur athletes.
So if OBJ had a real-life get-back coach, do you think Jarvis Landry would be the most entertaining candidate for that job?
Reader, ooh. I do.
Because yeah. Like, think of all the photos of one of them running for a touchdown and the other one celebrating in the background.
Yeah.
That's Jarvis.
That's literally the job.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is Odell Beckham punching someone in the ass and Jarvis Landry running behind him like, yeah!
Well, I think... Awesome. Two pieces of feedback.
First of all, one, I love the energy.
One,
yeah,
great swing. Second, let's go over here.
Yeah, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Don't stop. Keep it moving.
Let's evacuate the premises. And
I think at that point, he also should have been like, just punch all the asses. Then it's like a fun group thing.
So that's what, when they do take this to trial in New Orleans, I do want to see the jury having to parse the footage like,
no, he said good game. So
yep. Mm-hmm. This is how you say it
right there.
I would just this is how you say hello in Cleveland. You punch somebody in the ass.
That's the best thing that happened to them all day.
It's just how we do things in a gritty Midwestern way. Bam!
Well, I clock in for 17 hours at the ass punching factory.
Hey, do what you love.
Which is weirdly what they call the grocery store.
That's how the pioneers tamed. That's how the pioneers tamed the Cuyahoga.
When I swim down Fire River, clock in the ass factory.
Yeah, that's how John Glenn got to space. He looked at space and said, "Bam!" Right in the starfish between the cheeks.
What is the moon but a big ass? And what is a rocket but a way to punch it? Pow! Good game, Moon.
Smack time!
So Odell Beckham got to the locker room. They were already smoking cigars because they were celebrating. And you're not supposed to do that indoors. Because, much to my surprise, Louisiana is a
clean indoor air.
It is a clean indoor, not clean outdoor air, but clean indoor air.
They gotta have some place to go to get clean air, and it's not outside.
Yeah, indoors is where they quarantine that shit.
Yeah, yeah. You keep the good air inside. Outdoors, that's for smoking. I mean, ham. Just put up ham next to the factory.
Smoked ham.
Oh. Yeah,
on every street corner.
Ham cigars.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Cigars rolled with ham.
Why do you think they call them little smokies?
Or maybe the cigar itself is a smoker, and within it is a bite of ham.
A tiny ham.
And it's like a Tootsie Roll pop, right?
Yeah, you get to the porky side.
How many smokes it take to get to the ham?
Say that, about two carcinogens?
One good, you got a mouthful of ham.
You give me the red meat, the nitrates, and the nicotine? Oh, yeah, Cher, bring it on.
Dip it in some bourbon while we're at it.
Oh, yeah,
Are there ham-flavored vape cartridges?
There will be.
Hang on, let's find
out. Okay,
there
thank
will
you.
Be. After we just mentioned them, we have just made them real. So Odell Beckham comes in, everybody's smoking cigars, and this one cop comes in, and, man.
Okay, I just Googled.
Oh, dear.
I just Googled savory vape flavors.
Oh, no.
Man.
No, this
okay.
is a mistake.
I found a
is
lot
this
more
like,
than
is
I
this
thought.
Like the gross Jelly Bellies?
Worse.
Cantaloupe and prosciutto.
Ooh.
Crispy bacon.
Is cantaloupe and prosciutto one?
All right, so to be clear, of the two you've named, both are pork.
Yes.
Both are ham.
The third There's one more. I see is called flaming rabbit ass.
Punch it.
Okay.
And one pretzel.
That's the Philly option.
I think cantaloupe bothers me the most.
Pretzel! Pretzel's the stupidest one because the others are like flavors.
Pretzel?
Why the fuck would you bother
to make a pretzel? Is just a salt and butter delivery mechanism. Pretzel is for like
an. It has no flavor!
Pretzel is for like an 11 year old vapor.
Vape, like you dip the mouth into the vape pen and mustard.
Oh my god! I love going to a Phillies game and vaping a pretzel.
Just smoking up a pretzel. Vaping the whole thing.
A big old fucking honking pretzel vape.
You ever want to put pretzel in your lung?
I love having a skull full of pretzel vape.
Aspirating pretzel salt, but now I'm picturing
oh my god.
Roadside pretzel vendors like pulling the vape pen.
Sir, you know you can't do that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, you make a pretzel. Like it's like a one of the disgusting Philly pretzel vendors that like fart in a cup. I'm going to get one of those things you put on your nightstand that like just puffs clouds of pretzel smoke all night long.
You're just letting the birds smoke these
it's
pretzels.
It's also the give-up level.
The birds are very sick.
Yeah.
The give-up level from prosciutto and cantaloupe to the second one was what? Some other?
Flaming rabbit ass.
Flaming rabbit ass.
There was one before that. Crispy bacon. Flaming rabbit ass. You're like, okay, good. You're good. There are no bad ideas. Pretzel.
It's like having a Triscuit flavored.
I'm not going to name the vendor because I find it upsetting. But this was the first Google result for savory vape.
I still think cantaloupe is the worst because that's a terrible fruit.
No,
an Italian treat, flavorful prosciutto wrapped in mouth-watering cantaloupe.
No,
the two. You know.
Do you know what an Italian vape treat would be? A cigarette. Many cigarettes. That's what an Italian vape treat would be.
A speedboat full of stolen mafia cigarettes.
Yeah. And my wife, Francesca.
At the risk of upsetting us all even more, I want to see what flaming rabbit ass is supposed to taste like.
Oh, I'm afraid you're going to get an answer.
Cantaloupe.
I too am afraid.
Cantaloupe pretzel. Yep.
I just want to know what the cop was thinking. Like, because there's...
like 60
dudes. He said,
dudes.
Ow, my weary ass.
Cop brain is cop brain, man. You can't turn... It's like RoboCop. RoboCop, if he had
How
been...
How would RoboCop have
If RoboCop had been in the LSU locker room, he would have said, you can't smoke in here. You have 10 seconds to... He would have had no context to say, like, well, they're having fun and they're just, you know, college kids and they don't get paid... Not a big deal. Like, as long as we're not destroying anything, I'll let it slide. RoboCop doesn't let shit slide.
No.
So I guess what I'm saying is RoboCop is real, and he lives in New Orleans.
If you punch RoboCop in the ass, you're losing that battle.
I'll tell you.
Are you saying it would be surprising to learn that a Browns player badly injured himself in the offseason?
Hmm. No, that's pretty common.
If you had just taken out Odell, like if the cop had just come in, you know,
what do you mean by taken out?
No, I don't mean walk like, in there and like, kill him.
Because I was worried.
Escorting him outside?
Yeah. Right, no, everybody would have gotten that because I think if you'd gone, Mr. Beckham Jr. is a bit out of pocket.
Right.
Everybody would have gone, oh, yeah. He's been that way for hours. Right. Why don't you just go ahead and slide him on out? But instead, you walk in there, and there's 50 guys who could stomp you out and turn this into a boot party instantly that you would not recover from. And nobody would. You know who Ogeron's friends with? The governor.
Yeah.
He had the governor of Joe Burrow in that room.
Cop
and
brain.
And this cop walks in
cop
like,
brain.
Nobody's smoking cigars in here.
RoboCop. I do like the idea of Cajun RoboCop.
Cajun, yeah.
I'm Cajun RoboCop. R-E-A-U-X-B-E-A-U-X cop.
RoboCop.
Why does RoboCop have a little cash slot that you can put in? That ain't none of your business.
RoboCop a little rusty.
You know what? Maybe you... I am interested in many things, citizen. How about you make me interested in something else? I'm putting 20 right here. Just put 20 in the RoboCop. I'm trying to feed all the little RoboCops salary.
RoboCop accepts credit cards.
Yeah, yeah. The discount slot for cousins over here is right here. That's another $10.
Yeah, you got the one with the chip. Just leave it until I beat.
RoboCop has a little rotisserie on one arm. Deep fryer in his back.
He has a daiquiri machine built in.
No attention span.
McDonald's ice cream machine that never works. That's broken. It'll be fine.
This website has 28 different vape flavors that are oatmeal.
No. Do they have one? How many different kind of flavors of oatmeal?
What is it like? Oh, cantaloupe oatmeal?
Pretzel oatmeal.
Pretzel oatmeal.
Oatmeal. Is that double oatmeal stout?
Oatmeal e-juice flavors. Are we missing your favorite oatmeal vape? Probably fucking not.
Yeah. All right, give me the most disconcerting.
Oatmeal and menthol. It does appear as though you can combine oatmeal e-juice with a bunch of other flavors, and the choices are like, you know... Strawberry oatmeal. Okay, here we go. Cigarette oatmeal.
Yes.
Menthol oatmeal.
Yes.
Yes. That's like how you conjure.
Welcome
an
to
uncle.
Randy Moss's bed and breakfast.
Like that's how a witch would create an uncle.
I've always wanted to combine dip and oatmeal.
I was like mango oatmeal. That's weird. I scrolled down.
This is extreme. These are the things you do in Breath of the Wild, and they're like, "Here's your pixelated food."
Yeah.
You got dubious. You got purple mush.
This is dubious food.
This is the Breath of the Wild right here.
Literally, Breath of the Wild
wait,
vapes.
No, we got one more. Absinthe oatmeal.
Jesus. Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, it's gonna be seeing little green demons.
Yeah, we're gonna see fucking eldritch horrors.
Yeah, nice. But yeah, well, like,
what? But I'll poop a little better too.
Yeah, it's amazing. My blood sugar is so steady.
The cosmic fiber of beyond cannot be described.
Is this the state food of Virginia?
It's the oatmeal that'll punch you in the ass.
Oh my god!
From the inside.
From the inside.
Oh, the perfect crime.
I'm just picturing the Quaker oatmeal guy with like a real shitty thin mustache.
And he's clearly not looking at you, the person who's considering the package. He's looking beyond.
That's right.
Yeah, no, he's seeing things.
He's seeing some fucked up shit right behind him.
I don't really know what this cop was thinking. I don't know what he was doing.
Cornbread vape.
I think what this cop is thinking is like cop.
Right. It's RoboCop.
Yeah.
RoboCop.
And of all the states to roll up like that and be like, authority!
This is the latest of several factors that makes me suspect, although I have not looked into this, that this cop is not of Louisiana extraction himself.
Yeah, well, I think, by the way, New Orleans PD has already come out and been like, that was not one of ours. NOPD.
Wait, it was just like a stray cop.
He's like a mall cop.
Well, I think
it was state.
I'm just making shit up. Well, I think Godfrey said earlier today it was state.
There's like a state authority.
Godfrey is an NFL podcaster.
Right, so it was one of these guys. I just like that New Orleans PD was like, we cover things where things involve bullets, knives, fire, or punching.
Not butts.
Yeah, not butts. The punching of a butt is not the purview of the NOPD. Or the NOPD would not interfere with the lawful business of the LSU Tigers football program. They would be like, that's a football crime and we are not related to that.
That's what it really is. If any state or city organization in Louisiana, they're going to know, like, LSU Tigers, that's above our pay grade.
No. I'm afraid that FBI, CIA, LSU. That's out of our jurisdiction. I believe that's between the Lord and Ed Ogeron. John Bell Edwards got to ask permission for him to park.
Ed Ogeron got the Lord in the headlock again. Lit him up.
And they tried to do that.
Turn him loose, Ed. Turn him loose. You proved your point.
Could God make a Coach O so strong that he could not out-wrestle him?
Only one way to find out.
So there we was at the end of the sixth day. On an I Quit match. And God looked up at me and said, Ed, I quit.
And that's why on the seventh day we left.
I said, let's go to Popeye's. Because they opened.
Who knew that
the
face
of chicken joint you found it?
Who knew that the face of mercy would be a ham sandwich? Is there anything
ham
else?
Ham of God, you wash away. You wash away everything in my tum-tum.
Like, we're not even making that up. Ed Ogeron celebrated with a ham sandwich.
That's right. Oh, also, he wrestled God and pinned him.
And he wrestled God and pinned him.
Oh, yeah.
He pinned God.
Day I can't wrestle God today. That's the day I go coach at UL Lafayette Raging Cajuns. I ain't worthy of the Louisiana State University.
They say to embrace salvation. Well, I literally did.
If I can't take God, I'll go coach Arkansas.
There were other things I did see at this game, by the way, that were completely worth it. I was in a suite full of people, including the Dude Perfect guys. Remember the guys from the trick shots? They're all named Cody, and they're all from north of Dallas. And, man, life is better for them than it is for anyone else. It
Cody
really
with
is.
A K.
Cody with an H somehow.
Cody with an I.
No, like K-H-O-D-Y.
Cody.
So it looks like every possible permutation of Cody.
Yes. Very
There's like one of them is Sumerian.
Right.
They're really nice, and everything you tell them is crazy, right? If you're like, yeah, man, that was a turnover. They're like, that's crazy. That's amazing. That's sick.
Turnover's kind of a trick shot.
They are perfect dudes. They are, in fact, brand on perfect dudes.
Joe Burrow's throwing some trick shots.
All year, man. And you know what they are? Sick.
Yeah.
Those are sick. Oh. I also met Lolo Jones, and I want to tell this story.
Oh, God.
Because I didn't know it was Lolo Jones, and I asked her what she...
She's going to yell at you online.
That's fine.
That's good pub for us.
This makes me look bad. Because I met her.
I don't think it does.
And I said, oh, hey, what do you do for a living? Because I didn't recognize her. And she goes, oh, I'm an Olympic athlete. And the first, what would you say if somebody's like, oh, I'm an Olympic athlete?
I would say something like, cool, what sport? Well.
Yeah, you say, cool, what sport, right? Yeah. You say and yes. You know what I said? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Interesting.
That's nice.
You just leave it at that.
Like what you say to somebody when they tell you a job you have absolutely
no
input for.
I'm an accountant.
Sure.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice. What sport? What sport? That's what I said.
LSU football.
Also, Drew Brees was right next to me, and I missed him because I was looking I was looking at the depth chart.
You missed him like he was one of your receivers.
Wow. Well, I think you didn't see him because you were only looking at active football teams.
Ah, correct.
That's true. I really should have said that to him in the booth. I bet it would have gone well.
Hey, why are you up here and not down there, Drew?
Yeah. You're not good enough to replace Joe Burrow? Got no eligibility left?
That's the funny thing. I'm not sure he is.
You know, he did. He's Purdue's second best quarterback of all time. It's like Gary Danielson, number two, Drew Brees.
That's okay. Sure. It's Kyle Orton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
I forgot the inspector.
I actually got a little mad there.
You did. You were genuinely ticked. I forgot Kyle Orton.
Never forget Kyle Orton.
Is there anybody who has like a booty hunter shirt in the NFL for sure more than Kyle Orton?
Oh, he might have a tattoo.
Well, Odell Beckham.
Yeah, that's fair.
After that game, yes. Absolutely. I did meet Alvin Kamara, who, when he was wondering what Pac-12, I had one thing to add to Alvin Kamara's life, which was, where are these officials from? Oh, they're from the Pac-12. Oh, how's that? Oh, it's bad. Yeah, it's
the Pac-12. It's bad.
I would love it if this was the first awareness Alvin Kamara ever had to have about the Pac-12.
Right.
Like, he kind of never heard of it, because, like, why would he have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do they play football? Oh, damn.
Is that like the CFL?
That's amazing. Yeah, so that was my experience. Is there anything from the TV broadcast that like stuck out to you? Because you know you don't get like you go to the game and that's cool and that's great, but you don't actually have the experience that most people touching the game do because most of them watch it on TV.
I think Holly and I both watched mostly the film room. Ryan,
I was watching with Godfrey and Bud and Richard in a bar, so we did not have the ability to sort of jump around. I kind of want to go back and watch RefCast.
Yeah, RefCast.
Because I'm fascinated as to what
it looked like a fucking game show.
I possibly realized they were going to have a camera on each ref.
They did?
Yeah.
And they did this for the entire game. And I don't understand that at all.
And there was a panel of refs just sitting there.
Just talking about...
I think it's sort of a contingency cover kind of thing. If you have the Pac-12 on your biggest TV show of the year, you kind of got to have like, okay... Listen, we do know the rules.
Right.
The trick is the guys who are on the main broadcast, they don't know the rules.
This is an undercover boss situation.
Yeah, I was thinking it was more like a I survived bad plastic surgery story, right? Mm-hmm. Like plastic surgery
botched.
Nightmares, right? Botched, yeah. This is botched, the channel, but for officiating.
Yeah, that's what I would like to go back and rewatch is that broadcast.
The coach's film room was good, not the best, because there was no Paul Johnson, there was no Les Miles.
No
it did have no two Cutcliffe, coaches who don't like each other.
There was no Mac Brown,
the
which was
Gundy
nice.
Patterson dynamic was very interesting.
Yeah,
the Gundy was like from the get go. He was the journalist in the room,
right?
Which I'm sure he would love to
he
be
does,
described.
He does.
He was good at it. Yeah. I was shocked.
He does look like a '70s like TV weatherman.
Mm.
Sure.
That was probably camera. But on camera, right? Like if you saw the 70s, if you saw your like local weatherman, I don't know if you've ever seen like your
I'm
local
Dean
weatherman.
Winthrop.
Exactly. And you're like, Dean Winthrop looks like 20 years older off camera. That's what Mike Gundy looks like on camera
right now. Mm-hmm.
That was probably like a 70s weatherman is probably the last journalist Mike Gundy ever respected.
Yeah,
sure.
That was the peak of information right there.
Old Flip Everything McDowell out of Tulsa. That man, he could read a tornado.
So he sort of, from the get-go, he was playing, you know, moderator, setting people up. He's very good at it.
He's a quarterback.
He was. What was his job as a quarterback? Hand the ball to Barry Sanders.
That's right.
Yeah.
In this case, Barry Sanders.
Is Gary Patterson?
Generating volume was Gary Patterson. Gary was fucking fired up for this game, man. And like, you know, one of the smartest football men of all time. Had a lot to say.
I saw this on Twitter, but apparently at one point in the broadcast, Gary Patterson says... Hey, can you run that back? He says that to Mike Gundy as if they're watching film. And Mike Gundy's like, I don't have the control.
So I think what they do
what are you talking about?
I think they have Luganville right off camera
because
someone was running the Clippers.
Okay.
And there were some really good moments where, like, there was a field goal team run off. The Clemson guy falls over the top of the screen. Gundy sees it.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, let's go back and watch that. So they watch that. They miss the field goal because they're watching this guy falling over on the side. So
relatable.
You know, there were some good wacky moments like that. There was Derek Mason was there. Didn't say a whole ton, but you know, obviously that was good. And then there was Boston College coach Boston Jeff.
It's Jeff Boston.
Jeff Boston.
Sorry, I got his name back.
This has several opinions.
This is a thing we should do with every BC coach, both past and future.
You must earn your name.
Whatever your name is.
2/3 of them in my memory have been named Jeff.
Right, but you become Jeff Boston. Like, I don't care who you were coming in.
It's like Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think I like the Boston first.
Yeah.
Boston Jeff?
Boston
what
Jeff.
What if it's Boston?
Fucking Boston
what
Jeff.
What if it's, quote, Boston Jeff Boston?
Ooh, what if it's Boston Jeff Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, it becomes an honorific, like Ben Thunderbirds Kingsley.
So, like, yeah. Eventually you have to lose the Boston.
You smash two iced coffees
it's
together.
A reminder that Ben Kingsley is Thunderbirds.
It's fucking wicked cold.
The Massachusetts rattlesnake, he's running wild.
Fact time.
He's riding a fackin' Dunkin' Donuts coffee truck down to the ring.
What are the worst beverages to do that with? The worst beverages milk. To do it with two.
I was thinking milkshake.
Two,
milkshake's very
two
bad.
Egg creams.
I was
yeah.
Yoo-hoo. So, yeah. Oh no! Wait. Yerba mate.
Maybe like cantaloupe menthol vape juice.
Yeah.
God, I was thinking just flaming hot coffee, right?
Like, that's quite bad. That's quite bad.
She, like,
I don't know.
Glass carafes of coffee from those. Like,
I don't know. That would be pretty fucking
see,
badass.
The heat and the shards.
The heat and the shatter.
But like, if you do that at the start of the match, who the fuck is gonna wrestle? The guy bleeding and
covered in
scalded.
The caffeine's in my veins now. I'm so hyped.
He's gonna ooze on me.
Coffee all over the ring. Debate me, you coward. Nobody's gonna come near that guy.
Change my mind. Blood's not real. Change my mind.
Fine. The belt is yours, sir.
There's old.
You want it far more than I do.
There's old sodium and tap water hall. Here he comes.
All right. So Boston Jeff Boston.
Yes. What about him?
Fackin' Jeff Boston.
He
was all
a
right.
A lot of things to say.
Yeah.
There were wildly varying energy levels in the room.
Mm. Okay.
Well, it stuck Derek Mason back there behind Gary. How's he supposed to get a word in?
I think that was mostly to remind people that Derek Mason didn't get fired. I think that's why they had him on the coach's room, would just be like, yeah, that's right.
Hey, folks, still here.
Is this Derek?
I want to catch this carefully because this is still my favorite sports television experience of the year, bar none. But this was, I felt, the weakest combination of personalities we had so far. In particular, I like it a lot better when there is like a dean in the room, when there's like a Paul Johnson or
right.
a Cutcliffe.
An elder
or
statesman.
That can get the 50-something coaches to shut the fuck up for a second.
No, what they need, and this is my proposal for the coaches' room, they need to just make it like the X's room where there are coaches, but there's also ex-players. Because ex-players, particularly at the college level, mm-hmm. you'll get guys who never got NFL media training who will just slide in there and be like, that guy's trash! And then you'll have one of the coaches go,
when you said exes, I thought you meant like former coaches of the teams in the game. So it'd be like, here's Les Miles and Tommy Bowden!
We were going to do that!
Well, bringing the same energy to it, like, oh, that guy ain't shit.
Yeah.
I tweeted this out, but my proposal would be take the highest profile Power 5 job that's available, take the candidates for that job, put them in the room, confiscate their phones, and make them do the whole game wondering like if they are missing a call.
What if
we realized we should do a podcast where we just rank other Vox podcasts that aren't us?
Wow.
Yeah. Could we do the coaches going for the open job thing, but the AD
is
in the room?
Podcast?
And he's going to listen to how well they break
yes,
down
yes.
this game.
Yes, yes. He says nothing. He just writes quietly.
And he just makes a lot of...
Wow. So it's sort of like a final exam for...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love
it's
that
like
idea.
It's like a broken pool stick.
I love that
the
idea.
The loser has to coach UMass.
It's like in Men in Black when they're like, okay, here's the shooting course.
Yeah.
And Will Smith is the new head coach of Baylor, which actually would be a really good choice.
I shot the little girl with her school books, and that's how I became the new
coach. And that's how I got the Baylor job.
Yeah. That is what you actually have to do to become the coach at Baylor.
Damn.
Shoot the hostage.
So, that's a different movie.
Spencer, did anything else good happen at the Twitter thing?
No, that's it. That's like literally all of it. I got sprayed with champagne by Alvin Kamara. That's not a lie.
Can we talk about the meal you had? I know you had a lot of oysters. You talked about that on Twitter as well.
I did. I had 36.
The next day, you were going to the airport to fly home.
Yes.
What was the meal you had before getting on an airplane?
I went to Pesh on Magazine. It was delightful. And I had all of the following. I had a full bowl of gumbo.
Okay.
Not a cup, a bowl. I had an order of their fish sticks. It's like five heavily breaded, like gourmet, fancified fish sticks with tartar sauce. I had a serving of broiled drum in a mushroom reduction sauce with sweet potato fritters. Which was not unsubstantial. Normally, when you go, oh, I'm going to this fancy fish restaurant, they're going to give me a postcard of fish. Au contraire, it's a solid whopperin of a fish. A whopperin is a tremendous amount of food.
Yeah, yeah.
As a unit. Mm-hmm. I had 2 glasses of champagne because why not? It's New Orleans. I was going to have one. And then they asked me if I wanted to have another.
Right.
The answer is yes. And then I had 2 cups of coffee and an enormous slice of key lime pie.
Have you read The Very Hungry Caterpillar?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted.
And then I went, I got onto a plane. Yeah. And I got onto a plane for 2 hours.
A very hungry gator.
And when you emerged, you were a beautiful butterfly.
No, it's just a fat ass. Just a beautiful fat ass getting off the plane. That was all I could be at that moment. That's what that would be the best, is a movie about, like, man, this guy's going to do something. He's going to really, like, make something of himself. And he goes into, like, the metaphorical cocoon, and he comes out, and it's the same guy.
So you're Captain America, except he just gets out. He's like, yep, still me.
Still me, yeah.
Sorry.
Just Steve Rogers.
They open it, and he's just, boy, it's warm in there.
Yeah.
Just steamed Rogers. All right.
Full training montage. Step into the
ring. Actually, he kind of loses some water weight.
Yeah. Smells like pretzel vape in there, guys.
Give me some of that. Huh?
He just sweats off a couple pounds. Oh, shit. He's smaller.
Yeah. That's it. The Very Hungry Caterpillar just comes out. Big old fatter caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. It's all about acceptance and self-love.
Yeah. I don't. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I don't see why not.
I think it's mostly a counting and color book, but.
Yeah. I didn't eat again for like a day.
You don't think The Very Hungry Caterpillar has themes and life lessons to it?
You should eat as much as possible.
Perseverance.
Yeah.
No matter how full you are.
You know, yeah, you got to keep eating to that
leaf. Finish your fucking plate.
Yeah. You get one god to wrestle, you wrestle the next one. You just keep going.
Take down the whole fucking
thing. Shiva, I'm calling you out.
Yeah. You take down the whole thing. Shiva.
I'm going to see you at SummerSlam. You got how many arms? Oh, I got it.
Man, I thought you said Shelob, and I was like, Shelob at SummerSlam.
That's basically it for the I ate 36 oysters. I probably could have eaten more, but frankly, yeah, they were pretty slow with the shucking.
Yeah.
Wow. So you caught up, and then you're just like, nope. I had to go.
I could have gotten like another.
You overtook
the John Henry of oysters.
None, not one. I had not a single. I ate 36. This is
eel driving, man.
My year started basically football wise with I ate 36 oysters, had 2 beers, went to watch a football game. LSU kicked the shit out of Clemson, and then I got to go home.
But now you're in Nashville.
It's not all
go Titans.
Yeah, go tighten up.
Tighten up.
Yeah, we are here at the height of Titans frenzy with. Titans,
it's overwhelming, isn't it?
Oh man, everywhere you go. I don't think I've seen any Titans.
I saw there is a Wendy's in town where on the sign outside where they would normally have like Frosty, only 19 cents today or whatever, they've just put a Titans flag in that.
For
it's
sale.
It's just a Titans.
In the Frosty.
No, in the just
to cover
it was,
the
yeah.
It was right below like our recipe is quality.
Yes, and then it just has the Titans logo. Yeah.
Call me a Titans fan because I'm willing and Vrabel.